It's a Friday. It's Friday, and that means we have NHPR's Sam Evans-Brown in for Ask Sam.
Why do geese make V's? Does a bumblebee sneeze? Can a person eat trees? Can a polar bear freeze? Is a kidney stone kind of like a pearl in a clam?
Well, I don't know. Ask Sam. All right, here's the question.
My name is Panther, and I was wondering why or if milkweed is related to cotton, and has it been ever used for material like clothing? Thank you. Bye.
First of all, can we just talk about his name?
I didn't catch that. Yeah.
Panther? Nom de plume? Nom de guerre?
Maybe it's just a code name.
We don't all want our names on the radio, I guess.
That's true.
Okay, so yes, milkweed as clothing.
Mm-hmm.
For those who have not seen it, milkweed pods have that little fluff of fibers at the top.
Looks just like cotton.
They are a little bit different. Milkweed seeds have these very smooth, silky fibers that blow out of the seed pod, you know, in little clumps or like one at a time maybe, whereas cotton bolls fall off as a clump that have like 20 or 30 seeds.
It's just a lot more of it.
Yeah, and they kind of blow like a tumbleweed versus, you know, like a dandelion fluff. And indeed,
it is not related to cotton. Cotton is in an entirely different plant family.
That's Chip Taylor, founder of Monarch Watch, which is this citizen science initiative based at Kansas University. The fibers, they just don't have that certain je ne sais quoi that makes cotton so perfect for making pants.
No, because the fibers aren't long enough and they're not strong enough and they're slippery and they become brittle. And they just don't have the qualities that one needs to weave with them or to meld them in some way to make clothing.
Oh, poor milkweed.
Poor milkweed. But think about it. Very soft, very silky, very fluffy fibers. I bet you could imagine some uses for something like that.
You could make kittens with them. We could make kittens.
I'm not sure how that would work, but can you think of some uses? Because in fact, we do use it for stuff. So something super fluffy and soft. What would you think?
You could use it for pillows.
Indeed, there's a company that makes.
Did I get that right?
Yeah, you nailed it. Pillows and comforters, supposedly very soft and cozy, and hypoallergenic and very expensive.
Can we just pause for a minute? I got that right.
You nailed it.
Okay.
You're often right.
That's one for me.
Also, surprisingly, the fibers absorb a ton of oil.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So there's a company up in Canada which is selling it as something that you'd use to like mop up oil spills at a mechanic shop. But this is my favorite fact. In World War II, there was a shortage of the material that traditionally had been used to make life vests. And so
there was a large campaign in the Second World War to have school children collect milkweed pods from all over the northern states, and those pods were harvested. The coma or fibers out of the pods were collected, and they were used to create these life vests for aviators.
Wow. I mean, I've heard of can drives, you know, and all that during World War II, but milkweed drives?
There were also other uses as well. Native people used to eat it. It sort of tasted like collard greens, apparently. You can eat the leaves if you get them early enough. They used to weave the stalks into nets and roofing material for dwellings. And let's not forget that milkweed is incredibly important for monarch butterflies.
Of course, yeah.
It's the only plant that the caterpillars eat. It's what gives them their foul taste, which is like their only protection from predators, essentially.
I'm not eating a lot of caterpillars.
And because I had him on the phone, I had to ask, because anecdotally, I've been hearing that this is a very good year for monarch caterpillars, and Chip indeed has been hearing the same thing. So if you've been noticing a lot of monarchs in your neighborhood, yes, this was a big year for them in New England.
So we've got newfound respect for milkweed.
Yeah. I mean, not only good for monarchs, good for us too.
I always learn something new when Sam Evans-Brown is in the studio. And Sam, if a listener wants to get their question answered on the air, what can they do?
They can call in with either their real or fake name to 1-844-GO-OTTER, or you can record yourself on your smartphone and email us at outsidein@nhpr.org.
Sam Evans-Brown, thanks so much.
Thank you, Rick.
It is Morning Edition from New Hampshire Public Radio.